The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcasting Network. Geeky programming for all the nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, Nerdapalooza, the world's largest nerd music festival, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcast community forums and learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com. Wicked A!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Wicked Anime Podcast, and for our subject, we're going to talk about love and romance in animes. I'd like to introduce you to the hippest man in the room, Glitch.
Oh, yeah.
The hard man with harder questions, Andrew.
Hello, ladies.
And the stupid, awesome, and very sexual analyst, Jonathan.
Hey!
I'm Dylan, and we have a couple of special guests here, too, but we'll get back around to that when we start.
We are starting.
Okay.
Great, and also, this is James and
Victoria,
I think.
Yep. James and Victoria. Hey. Say hi.
You want me to go ahead and introduce you two in that voice?
Yeah, kind of.
Y'all are a couple, cool, right? Boys.
All right. James, say hi.
Hi, how you guys doing?
All right, Victoria, say hi.
Hello.
Okay, there we go. And yes, we have another girl on the show, and she's going to talk about animes that are gay.
Yes, we have a nice man and a lovely lady.
It's adorable. It's a different thing.
The only reason Jonathan and I have seen harems is because of Victoria.
What did I make you guys watch?
No.
I found Love Hina on my own.
Oh, no. Well, I know that's true, but
I didn't know Love Hina.
But, like, when we first met you in high school, that was when we were first getting in touch with anime. So a lot of the people that introduced us to anime were girls. But still, like, you were like, oh, look at Oron, and oh, look at. I mean, I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, that's why we have a knowledge base of all these romance and harem animes.
That I do understand is my fault, the romance one, but that I don't. Yeah.
And then the whole start of my anime in high school is because of Victoria and Andrew and Jonathan.
So it all centers back to me. Great.
Yeah, it's all Victoria's fault.
So let's ring the news bell and just get let's get out of this ditch.
No, I'm staying in this voice the entire time, baby.
All right, ready to ring the news bell?
News.
It's time for some news.
I'm not doing Barry White voice, so I'm just going to keep going with the news.
Yeah, it's just got weirder than I thought it would be.
Well, we just have to get Glitch to a point where he says, "I hate you, Dylan," and then like he'll be broken out of that thing.
Oh no, you can't stop this love train once it keeps going. You can't get this off track, baby.
Choo choo, motherfucker.
And there it is.
I'm just not used to him trying to sound suave. It's kind of weird.
All right, guys. First up in media, I don't know how many of you guys heard this news. It's a kind of an old piece, but there's a new development in it. The AKB48 idol, Tomomi Kasai, she was releasing a photo book in past weeks, and it has now been canceled due to an issue with some of the photos that were in it. People were deeming it child pornography because one of the pictures showed her topless and having a younger child covering her up. And this was deemed by the people who were producing the book child pornography, and now the book itself for that one picture has been completely canceled. And
she's out like $3,000.
No. She's out 300 million yen, which is USD $3.4 million on this book.
Nice. So she's trying to use children as clothing?
Well, that's what she did.
Sounds like.
That's what the picture, like, it wasn't really that picture. It was just a modeling book, you know.
All right,
and she's, you know, a pop idol, AKB48, you know, they're the Akihabara pop idols. And,
you know, they sang Sugar Rush.
Oh, God. and she was the one who broke out as you know, a model past AKB48. She did this photo gallery, and it's been completely canceled, and all the books are out. And she is out 300 million yen, which is a pretty big mistake. Next up in news, have you guys seen the video of the baby who stopped crying when his father played him JoJo's Bizarre Adventure opening theme?
He will be a man!
good.
No?
I actually have not
heard about
this.
It, though.
It's great. I'll show it to you later.
Everybody look up the video of the baby stop crying when he watches JoJo. Because you will stop crying, too.
Link in the description, probably. Next up in media, Black Lagoon manga has restarted.
Yes!
This means that eventually it's going to have new content, but because the series has been going on for so long, you know, they're really releasing an issue, like single issues at a time. So it's going to be a while before it gets to some new content. However, they are adding in new material to what's in the book right now. This is also good for, you know, upcoming anime too as well, possibly. So the reason why fans are geeking out over this is because Black Lagoon has been on a hiatus for 3 years. It has been a really, really long time.
It's really a hiatus when it's 3 years, though.
Well, what would you call it?
I'll look it up. I'll look up hiatus. See what it means. Oh, I'd call it just reopening a chapter again because...
I'd say they tried to cancel and the fans just got...
I don't know. It's kind of like a continuation now. But anyways, in Japan, they started re-airing the anime as well, alongside Jorgamund, which is another really popular action anime. So both the manga and the anime have been reintroduced into culture, and so might be, you know, expecting big things from it later on. Next up, the big media piece for tonight.
Now, this has been happening for a while as well. We just completely forgot to talk about it.
There's a new Ghost in the Shell series in development.
Yes!
No way, that's great.
Yeah. It's called Ghost in the Shell Arise. There hasn't been much released on it yet. The only thing that they released with it is Major Motoko, how she's going to appear. She's completely different.
She looks different. They gave her a different shell, basically.
Yeah, she's...
So, same character.
Yeah, same character.
See, now I'm wondering if it's going to be, like, a reboot-style change, or if, like, it's the same character... They gave her a different shell, like, you know, they changed their shell.
Well, that's the thing with, like, you know, the shell thing system and the whole universe of it. Yeah.
Well, but the thing is too is the Ghost in the Shell movies are a completely different monster than the Ghost in the Shell TV show,
right?
So maybe they're just making this series to make another completely different Ghost in the Shell thing.
Well, either way, I'm excited.
Yeah, oh, me too. The picture that they release, it's Motoko in like regular business garb. Like she's wearing like a red leather jacket with a dress shirt underneath. She still has her purple iconic hair, but it's flat down, you know, and shorter. And
I hope they would still get Mary Elizabeth McGlynn to voice her if they ever did an anime with it.
There wasn't any real sci-fi feel to the picture or anything like that, so I was wondering if, like, they're gonna go in a less sci-fi direction.
It better be. It's a cyberpunk anime.
Yeah.
But the Production IG are the people who are picking it up, and that's all that's really been announced for it right now. They're keeping it under wraps for a while. That's probably why we haven't heard too much about it in a while, and possibly why we had forgotten about it. So let's move on to some gaming news. There's only one piece for gaming news tonight, but it's actually really exciting. Nintendo has announced that they're releasing a new Zelda game for the Wii U.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be called Zelda. Better than Skyward Sword.
What's this going to be about? I mean, is it about Link saving Zelda?
Probably. I don't know. They haven't released too much on it.
I remember seeing stuff about them, like, redoing Wind Waker and making it HD.
That's what I heard.
No, that's something different. That's an HD. There is that, because they announced this alongside that. So they are two completely different things. There is going to be an HD re-release of Wind Waker on the Wii U, but there's also going to be a new Zelda game along with it. There's no art release for it or anything. It's just the announcement. The two innovations that they are going to announce with the new Zelda game is that... they have decided that they're going to take a cooperative route with it, like Four Swords. So you can play Zelda with your friends. And then the other part of it is that they are opting to make the game less linear. You don't have to do it dungeon by dungeon the way that they usually do it. They're trying to make it more open range.
So it won't be go to new dungeon, get map, get compass, get dungeon item, use dungeon item for rest of dungeon. Use dungeon item to kill boss and repeat.
Yeah, rinse, repeat. Yeah, no, it's, that's what the feel is. It seems like it's so co-op along with open world. I mean, like, that sounds like a completely different Zelda, like, towards anything. It could be a completely new game with Zelda characters.
Maybe you have to save all the princesses. Zelda's just the last one you have to save.
No, just with the steampunk Zelda.
Princess Peach.
All the princesses. No, I actually did hear something about this. That apparently Nintendo was postponing the whole Zelda thing because they actually needed more money to fund it.
Oh.
Apparently the release of Wii U itself, that money is going to this new Zelda project, so I guess they're putting a lot of money into it.
Well, that means it's going to be a really low-budget Zelda game.
Oh, dang. They could have said, hey, Zelda fans, we want to make a new Zelda. Want to help?
Yeah, I know. Kickstarter. Yeah.
Seriously.
Age of Kickstarter. All right, so that's all I got for gaming news. It was pretty short. So, you know what that means? It's time for some strange news.
Okay.
yeah. So, for first up in strange news, Dylan, this is based off of what you posted the other day on Facebook with the Pokemon X search. So, yeah, with the new...
Yeah, that's
the
unfortunate.
The new Pokemon XY 3D game. Hey, kids, don't go searching videos for Pokemon X, because you find game... When you search Pokemon X videos, you get Pokemon on X videos.
Oh, no. So search for Pokemon Y.
Yes, everybody can search for Pokemon Y.
Oh, that is way too funny.
I bet Google's already fixed that by now, though.
You want to try?
But, all right, let's go, Google.
But the result was, like, when you search Pokemon X, it was, like, the first X video was the first, like,
it was the first link. Yeah.
It was the first link, but it was also, like, the first three links before you got gameplay videos of Pokemon X.
Oh, my. We're checking now.
Google it. Pokemon X.
Nate, they fixed it already. No, Pokemon X videos.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, no. It's still the second link.
Pokemon videos page one.
What does it say? Read the front description.
Do I have to? Gosh. X videos, Pokemon videos, page one, three Pokemon. It's like, it doesn't say, Pokemon hentai hashtag. I kind of want to click the tab just to do it.
You don't need to go getting a virus on your phone.
That's a good point.
Okay. There you go, kids.
So next up in strange news, China's food industry is under fire because one of their most iconic dishes that involves shark fins we have now found out that the shark fins that they were using was 90% fake. Not only that, but it's also cancerous.
Oh, this is great.
So a cancerous fake shark fin.
Yeah. And the thing of it is, it's like one of their most iconic dishes. So, I mean, it's like everybody's eating this.
Well, the funny thing, too, is I remember a story piece a few years ago about, Greenpeace and everybody else trying to get rid of shark fin because, sharks, save the sharks.
Why would you want to save sharks? They're mean. They're just the bullies. Yeah,
those guys are jerks.
Yeah, exactly. So,
I watch Finding Nemo. Fish are friends, not food.
There you go.
Sharks are bad. Blood.
Didn't you see that there were only three sharks at that meeting?
It just started.
First chapter.
But that's weird. They're 90% fake.
Yeah, 90%
like,
fake.
What is it? 90%
so, like,
artificial flavoring.
It's made with plastic hoses and pixie sticks, and then shark meat.
Wow,
shark meat is delicious.
Give me the
though.
Pixie sticks.
Never had it.
Yes.
I imagine it's kind of like jerky.
Nice. Like kind of really
chewy
rich fish.
I don't want to imagine.
Really rich fish.
It's probably something close to fish, John.
Okay, guys, that's it for strange news. And so we have some exciting Wicked Anime news. In Wicked Anime news, Anime Boston got back to us, and Wicked Anime is press at Anime Boston 2013.
What?
So, officially...
Hey, we have friends in the press.
Yeah, officially, Wicked Anime has been press at, smaller cons. But that was because, one, we knew people running the events.
Right.
Two, we were sponsors of the events.
Did favors for...
and then,
packages.
Got in the back of vans.
Get other people in the back of vans.
And so, as far as this one goes... Anime Boston, we did the 2012 video, but we weren't officially pressed then. We just went around and interviewed people.
Yeah, of course.
So, but now that it's been, half a year since Anime Boston last year, we We've built up enough content and enough notoriety where we could send our stuff over to them, and they approved us as press.
That's
so
fantastic.
So we actually have press badges, and
they think we're actually a media source, guys.
Hey, you guys matter now.
I think you're credible.
Yeah.
Oh, they only met me and Dylan.
Yeah. So thank you very much, Anime Boston. Now we're all we're waiting on is the approval of our panel, which we're pretty high hopes. Yeah, we're pretty high hopes on that. And then
Hardcore panel?
The hardcore panel.
Did you send them the podcast?
Well, it was
no.
It was I think it was in part of our links that we had sent over them.
Did they still send it to you?
I know, we're as surprised as you are.
Okay, and then the next piece of Wicked Anime news is one of our good buddies that we're working with, who is actually in the music industry, is writing a new theme song for us.
Ray so, Charles?
No, not... What? Anyway.
Hey, you know that.
Why?
Well, okay, the real
he's
story
is... He's in the music industry. That's a valid guess.
The real story is we know a necromancer...
He's dead.
We know a necromancer who knew Ray Charles, so that's how we got him to write our theme song.
Ray Charles' ghost. Jamie Foxx?
And that's it for news.
All right.
So, up next is what we're watching. Who's watched something?
I've been watching Fairy Tail Monster.
That's a good question, really.
That's true. I have been, too, watching
Reading
Fairy
mangas
Tale.
Again.
You watched, like, two episodes of Fairy Tail. I watched
two. That's all right.
I watched 74 episodes in 5 days. I don't have a life.
Wait, you said 74 episodes in 5 days?
Yes.
Okay.
My job is I sit at a desk and watch people go by and wave their card at me as they keep going by. I can watch Netflix all I want or... things online.
I got introduced to Fairy Tail. I watched two episodes because I do have a life.
You mean you have a life outside of Halo?
No.
Still debatable.
The only thing I've really watched recently is I watched Brotherhood. Kind of had like a 3-day marathon of the whole thing.
Because you stole my DVDs.
Because I stole your DVDs that I paid for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. So
they're cute.
Oh yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Andrew, what messed up, twisted '80s cartoon have you been watching?
Oh God.
Well. Still doing research for the Hardcore Anime Panel. Come Anime Boston 2013, yeah! So I've been watching things like, JoJo for one. I've still been watching JoJo as it's coming out.
Oh my gosh, it's so amazing.
So good! Everybody needs to watch JoJo, especially if you're a man. And then,
So I'm off the hook there?
If you're a
and
what?
Then,
a man.
A man.
That's not
man,
how you said
man,
it.
Man.
A man.
Yeah, there we go.
Man. And then, what else?
I've been watching Joshiraku.
Yeah, I've been watching Joshiraku, which is basically podcast the anime. It's about, like, five girls that just talk about random stuff, and you learn stuff about Japan and Japanese culture, which is pretty funny. They actually found a way to make it entertaining. And then of course, I've been watching an older anime that came out about 2 years ago called Miraniki. And that is a messed up anime. We got some... Yeah, that's crazy.
There's some pretty good content.
There's some pretty good content. It's pretty violent. They used a weird form of moe that you don't see often for as far as moe girls go.
Yandere.
Yeah, yandere. It's the
stalker girl.
The stalker girl.
Oh, fun.
Does she love you so much? Would she kill all your friends and your family and you?
And then she does.
Okay,
good.
One of those. If I can't have you, no one can.
Yep. And then that one will actually end up probably being a review. So keep an eye out for that one. Once I finish Miraniki, I will be reviewing that one.
All right, I've been watching... I actually, believe it or not, haven't had a new anime since we started...
Oh, and I've still been watching Ranma.
what season are you on?
I'm more than halfway through season 5.
Anyways, I actually didn't pick up anything new outside of what anything Andrew has said. But, however, I did start watching a Pokemon Bridged series.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Which is hilarious. The reason why I found it was because I found these old videos of panels. Like, I just started watching random videos from old cons, and I came across the Pokemon Bridged panel.
They called it Bridge, not Abridged, just so that they could break apart from
all the other hundreds of thousands Abridged series on YouTube.
Yeah, of course.
And theirs is actually particularly very entertaining, and they do a really good job with it. And that's what I've been watching. I'll put some links because it's really funny. How about you guys?
How about us guys? Yeah, you said he was reading manga. What have you been reading?
Yeah, my usual Naruto and Bleach when I have time to.
Bleach. You still, well, I mean.
I'm just trudging through.
Yeah, that's why it's funny. Because of last episode.
I finished season 3 of Boardwalk Empire.
Dang it, Dylan.
I need to watch Naruto again, because I think they might be out of their little filler season. So hopefully I'll get around to doing that soon.
Okay, time for the Tapagotchi. So, for the Tapagotchi, this episode, there's a reason why we have James and Victoria here joining us. And the reason is because, well, Victoria in particular, she is one for romance animes. Shoujos, harems, maybe.
That's not stereotypical at all.
I don't know why I'm here.
Yeah. Well, because you're... Because
you're her lovebird.
Yeah. Aww, yeah, yeah.
I liked it better that I was the expert on romance and you were my romance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's better than saying that you just have the leash too tight.
Uh-oh. It's choking me.
It never gets old.
It kind of does.
To who?
To me.
Oh, no.
Shut up, guys.
Okay. So for Valentine's Day being a week away, we are going to have a romance discussion.
At least a week away from this recording.
At least a week away at some point in the future.
In the soon future.
And a year away in the past.
Oh. Making us think.
And
I don't want to think.
It's like a whole J.J. Abrams thing. Hey, he's doing Star Wars.
He is.
Tonight we're going to get a couple demerits on our man cards, and we're going to talk about some romance animes. So
romance.
Why don't we just start going around by just saying what our favorite, like anything that has to do with the realm of romance animes or anything like that.
Let's have the girl start.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
We're all running to the
one
bus.
Day we'll be able to use plural girls, but no.
I can't pick a single favorite. Oh God.
Then name a couple of your favorites.
Okay, here we go.
Top five.
Top five. Oh, okay. I guess if I have to think romance specifically, definitely Auron.
Okay.
Are you going to say that to everything I respond to?
I was planning on
it.
Oh, okay. I won't, though. Go ahead.
I can't... I don't know if Spice and Wolf is considered...
Gay.
You like that series, too, so don't even start with me.
I've watched Spice and Wolf as well.
You cosplayed Lawrence anyways.
So. James!
Right for the soul
Well,
punch.
I cosplayed Holo, so he had to do it. But I'll give you some, you know...
But yeah, Spice and Wolf would be considered one.
I know Full Metal's not one, but the romance in it is my favorite of all time. Full Metal Alchemist is my obsession. You guys know this.
It's good. It's very good.
It's not technically a romance, but Inuyasha.
Speak louder.
Go, man.
Not something Inuyasha. I like to admit. Inuyasha. Hey, no. The final act. Inuyasha's final act. Don't even start with me on Kikyo. We will argue if you bring up Kikyo.
And that's the entire version.
I will get angry. Do not bring up Kikyo. But
so that Kikyo.
You're gonna die. Let's see. I kind of liked the Vampire Knight till it went absolutely psycho. It did. Like all of a sudden, it like randomly.
Chick anime is going psycho.
Oh no!
Shut up.
We're gonna get so much hate for this, but
you are. Like I'm gonna get really angry.
But you're like, you're in on this, so. It's okay.
You didn't tell me anything coming into this, just that you needed help with, like,
what? Yes, we did. What?
Lies. I will bring up the email. But no, why don't you guys should go, because my list is just really long.
It's just going to keep going. Yeah.
James?
Pass.
All right, we'll come back to you then.
Yeah.
All right, actually, let's start with you guys over there, Dylan or Glitch.
Glitch, do you have one?
The closest thing I can think of that I've ever watched that's romance related is Fruit Basket.
I love that one. Sorry.
How much of that did you watch, Glitch?
Like 2 episodes, because I was trying to tolerate it with a female of mine.
I own the whole series and every single manga of it.
I was being a typical guy. I'm going to sit here and watch this because she wants to, not because I want to.
That was very nice of you, Glitch.
That was very
nice. Mine's probably Kids on the Slope.
Does that get romancy a little bit later?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I still haven't watched it, and I really want to.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's really interesting, because from the outside, it doesn't seem like that there are, like, that many places in the show for a romance plot.
No, it's really sort of just, like, about a group of friends, and, you know, some are boys and girls, and obviously they'll have, you know, that kind of tension between each other, and later on in the series, it sort of gets explored.
Nice. Okay. I know that is really an anime I've been wanting to see.
It's really good. It's only like 12 episodes or something. I think it's only 12 episodes.
Well, I'll say mine. I'm really glad that Mamoru Hosoda is as popular as he is. Otherwise, I would catch so much flack for saying that my favorite romance would be The Girl Who Leapt Through Time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's like my favorite movie. Like one, of, probably my favorite movie ever.
Good too.
Yeah,
I actually like that one.
I mean, because I mean, it is a super mushy movie,
but it's such an intimate story. It's so good.
Yeah,
it is so well done.
So that would be mine.
It's really not wrong for guys to talk about romance animes. It's a genre.
What is a romance anime? Anyway?
I mean, the only two I would probably go with. I mean, I would go with Girl Who Leapt Through Time. Maybe like Howl's Moving Castle stuff.
I guess that is kind of. I mean, yeah, it has
an ultimate.
It romance, has right? Well, it has romance in it, but it wasn't, at least when I watched it.
It's all about how much she loves him.
Yeah, yeah. Only in the Japanese version, because screw Christian Bale.
Oh God!
I'm Howl. Rachel, swear to my castle. Swear to me. Oh.
What's that angry to?
Okay.
The most stereotypical one that I always go to for when I think about romance anime, so is Romeo and Juliet.
I completely forgot about that one. Sorry.
She's getting girlgasm everywhere. Is that Andrew?
This is the real reason why we brought Victoria onto the podcast.
It is so easy to break her.
Like, she's squeeing all over the place.
Romeo and Juliet's such a beautiful anime, though. It's like so well done. It's so pretty and awesome. And the couple is just
Do they still die at the end?
Yeah.
Do you need a cigarette after this? After this epic fangasm?
No.
All right. Who hasn't? Did
I think everybody's
no,
done.
No, just me. I haven't gone yet.
You haven't gone yet?
All right. Andrew. What's yours? Yeah, Andrew hasn't.
Bible Black.
Oh, there it is. All right, I was waiting for it.
No. Got it. But, okay, in all seriousness, Elfin Lied, my favorite anime of all time, Elfin Lied, that is actually a romance.
Nothing says romance like kicking a puppy.
I've only seen one episode of that, and I couldn't sit through
it. It's my favorite.
I kept, like, hiding my face in my shirt, like, oh my God.
You mean the first episode?
I know. But, no, yeah, so, I mean, because it really is all about, like, the rekindling relationship of these two lost souls kind of a thing. It's just that one of them... You know, it's just really bizarre how it all goes down, and it like kind of it's a story that literally broke my heart. Like, cause it was that good. It was so good. So where yes, it is like an actual seinen anime for adult males. It is very romance-y, and so that is most certainly my favorite. And then of course along with things like Girl Who Leapt Through Time, which is my favorite movie of all time. And then cool. Okay, so how about we do this one? This one will be funny. How about favorite... Let's do favorite actual couple in anime. like an actual couple, and then afterwards we can do made up couple. Or we can do them at the same time.
The crack couple.
Canon,
actual and made up couple.
Like a couple, canon, like a canon yeah. couple, one that actually got together and one that actually exists, and then a made up couple is.
Oh, so we just pick two for the made up one.
Well, like it would be like something that is like, oh, I can't believe he's with her. Like he should have been with this girl through the series, kind of a thing. I mean, because quite literally, fans do that all the time.
So we're
and
getting an actual couple, then we're shipping with one.
All yeah, right. Exactly. Ship. There's canon shipping, and then actual shipping, or like you know, fan shipping. So I don't know. It's a confusing topic when you talk about it. I'll start. I'll start when I talk about it.
Yeah, just when you talk about it. Just,
I'll hate you, Dylan. I know what my favorite couple is. My favorite couple is probably Jonathan Joestar and Elizabeth from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure. The reason being is because the definition of gentleman is defined in JoJo's Bizarre Adventure in the first arc, because Dio, who's the bad guy in the series, his first attack on JoJo in the series is stealing the first kiss from Elizabeth. He kisses Elizabeth. Dio kisses Elizabeth before JoJo does, and that infuriates him to the fact where they are mortal enemies.
And so what does he do? He goes and headbutts him in the face
in his own house.
Man, you don't just do that to a guy.
You don't
walk
do
into their own house and headbutt him in the
they
face.
They live in the same house.
But if you kiss the girl. Look, if you break the bro code, there are certain laws and consequences.
That's right. Jurisdiction has no laws.
But I think that's one of my favorite ones, is just because it's so, like, structurally, this is how a gentleman should be, and just the fact that Dio breaks that code over Jonathan Joestar's girl is like, what makes me, makes me like them as a couple so much.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go next because I'll steal Victoria's out from under her because it's my favorite couple too. So I'm gonna go Ed and Winry from Full Metal Alchemist.
You get
so much love in this episode.
No, but is that because I've never actually finished any version of Full Metal Alchemist. Is that like an actual couple?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Because.
Definitely, yeah.
Because
they do it the manga and the anime. Well,
they really dance around the whole relationship thing in the series, and then at the end is where it kind of comes to the.
Well, because that's what I mean. Like I've seen it, I was like, oh man, they really do kind of make a cute couple in the series, but I've never seen like the whole thing.
With babies.
Yeah, they got.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's canon. That's like
a real. I could almost like quote the scene I've seen it so many times.
Yeah, exactly. So they got kids, so that's kind of official.
Yeah, adorable kids.
Yeah, they got kids and shit.
I don't know. They could have used alchemy.
No, they can't. Nope, because Ed actually gave up his alchemy to save his brother. So nope.
Spoilers.
Sorry.
Seriously.
Well,
really? Come on.
That series has been over for a while, though. So.
It's true. It's gotten to the point where it's,
now,
if you haven't seen
it,
it's your own damn fault.
Yeah.
Because if you are seeing it, you want to race to get it done to know what's going on, so.
Yeah, but I'm definitely going with that because it does embody the whole kind of dumbass relationship that I have come to know and love.
Victoria? Should we do you last, seeing that you'll probably have multiple choices?
Yes, I'd really appreciate that.
All right, we'll do Victoria last. But I have to think about mine, so Dylan, why don't you go ahead?
Mine would probably be Renton and Eureka from Eureka 7.
Yeah. Definitely. That's a good one. Yep, nice. Definitely. Yeah.
I did also think of another good anime, just looking at my rack of DVDs. Planet Tess is another pretty good... I guess, like, it has romance in it, but it's sort of the same thing where that's not really what the show's about, except, I guess, towards the end. But I really like that. That was pretty good, too. But my favorite couple would probably be Renton and Eureka.
Yeah, that is such a charming story behind them.
Yeah, their relationship is, like...
awkward.
I don't know. It just, like, wasn't perfect, because there were, like, times where, like, one hated the other, and the other hated the other, and then, I don't know.
It's fully developed.
More interesting.
It feels fully developed.
I remember why I like it so much is because it embodies the perfect picture, like the perfect picture of young love.
It's like the perfect example of young, like kids falling in love with each other at that age where they should fall in love with each other.
Well, I mean, there's plenty of animes out there that they're not based to go against, like to go for romance, but there are so many good stories that it just comes into play. I mean, you know,
okay. I think Bones does a really good job with doing that in their shows.
Yeah. With like characterization and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, though, like, as true as that is, AO was actually extremely well done. Their relationships in AO, I'll admit, was not as well done as they were in the original Eureka 7, but it was still really good characterization, but the characters actually weren't as solid as they were in the original series.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even going to mention Zetsubin no Tempest. Their Bones' new series. I dropped that one so fast, it just didn't make any sense, man.
What about Glitch? Glitch, do you have a favorite couple?
Yusuke Urameshi and Keiko Yukimura.
From
Yusuke. From Yu Yu Hakusho. Yep.
Oh,
because,
yeah.
I don't know if you see, like, just being childhood friends and see them actually evolve into actually liking each other and figuring each other out. And, hell, you pretty much have to marry the girl that saves your life after you're dead. There's no other argument.
I can't even think of one, because the best one that I can think of is actually from Ranma, but at the point that I'm at in Ranma, he hasn't chosen a girl yet. Like, there's so many of them now that, I don't know if he'll actually end up with one, but I would have to say that, yeah. But, so I'll actually have to come back to that one in a later discussion, probably, because I don't know.
So that'll be the fanon.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we'll see that come later. But then, I guess my only one that I can do is actually Lucy and Coda from Elf and Lead, where yes, I used Elf and Lead twice as my answer.
It's your favorite.
That's like your only answer. That's
no, but
the majority of your answers.
Well, but, no, it's
all
the,
you
my
talked about.
Well, but my other well, and still, but I mean now,
yeah, I know,
but now
changed.
I have like now I have Thundercats too. So, but there's
actually,
but I can't really do with
Elf and Lead and Cat Girls. That's about it.
Whoa, what?
Whoa.
That's all you talk about.
I don't remember ever talking about Cat Girls. Just
yeah,
like being like, look at all these Cat Girls that I like. It's awesome.
Suddenly, Cat Girls, thousands of them.
It's just what I think of when I think of you. I don't know why.
Too easy to make a joke.
And then anyway, because I mean, then they, but if you actually read the manga at the end of the manga, actually I won't spoil that for anybody, but at the end of the Elf and Lead manga, it switches around a little bit. There's still the canon relationship between Lucy and Coda, but something else happens, that kind of, bumps the story along to actually end it. But I won't spoil that. So yeah, Lucy and Coda I'll stay with. I'm sure there will be an answer later that I'll just kick myself over, that I'll be like, oh yeah, and then...
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so the time for my list.
So go ahead, Victoria. Go ahead.
Which is my end win rate obsession there. I've always loved Inuyasha and Kagome, except for when they're like, Inuyasha, Kagome, constantly. But like the final act...
Tetsuo! Kaneda!
see... I always love Tamaki and Haruhi from Ouran because it's adorable.
Boo, Hikaru and Haruhi.
Well, Hikaru's cool too, but he's just so obsessed with like himself too, at the same time.
Didn't just contribute to that Ouran conversation. Okay?
I try to think of all my others. Romeo and Juliet, obviously. There's others that I like that aren't official couples yet. Oh,
so
the Sanko and Moroku were awesome too, mainly because of the fact that
from
she...
What?
Inuyasha.
Oh.
well, I love the fact that, like, he's such a perv, but he still loves her, and she just kind of smacks him all the time.
Pervert in anime, what?
I know, right? That never happened.
Golden Boy.
He ruins every lovely moment by, like, touching her ass, but...
Golden Boy would be, like, the best anime to watch on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
FYI, that will ruin a moment.
That is such an awesome anime, though. It's so funny. It's so funny.
I also like Toru and Kyo from Fruits Basket, but... Yeah.
You get really quiet when you talk about...
I really
like this one.
Because I'm trying to think of what to say and I'm trying not to be super loud. Cause I'm
it sounds like you're, like, shy about it, though. It's funny.
Because everything I say, you guys comment as gay, so...
Just to make you mad. All right,
that's
it works.
Fair. That's fair.
But it works. Yeah. It makes her mad. It's funny.
Thanks, guys. I'll stop my list so it doesn't continue. Because the other ones...
Well, it sounded like your top one was, to me, was...
It's Ed and Winry. My top one has always been Ed and Winry.
Well, then, but it sounded like Tamaki and Haruhi was also, like, at the top of that list that you saw, but...
They are, but... They put them together kind of... In the anime, the manga ends better.
In the manga, they do, but... I guess,
wasn't going to say anything.
The only reason I know that is because somebody, forcefully told me.
Uh-huh. Oh, I was so excited at the ending.
No, I would never read the manga. It's, like, totally shoujo and whoa.
Even I can't get through the full manga. Whoa. I can't remember the name of the couple in Full Moon, and it's... Oh, am I, like, cutting his...
No.
I cannot remember the couple in Full Moon. It's the one that we cosplayed, and I can't remember, because I always make James cosplay as the guy for me, but...
James cosplay as a shoujo character?
Way to throw me under
you
the bus.
You had wings and everything!
This one... James's embarrassment list is just getting longer and longer.
Oh, this is great.
I cannot wait to introduce you at the hardcore anime panel.
Oh, it's gonna be great.
He got blocked by a ton of girls though, and I was just like, pissed off in the corner, like, because my aunt ruined like helping me with my cosplay completely, so mine was a mess. His looked awesome, and I was so mad.
Yeah, I had like an open shirt and everything. That's when I was looking good, but now I'm like a college student. And that's gone.
You look like a lumberjack.
You know, you secretly still have the wings.
I do.
But I can't remember the name of the couple. It's
yeah, I'm not going to tell you.
You know? It's like Mitsuki and...
So you know, but you're not going to tell her?
What was your name?
I'll tell you.
My head's saying Tamaki, but that's like everybody.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Now, Tamaki's like the shoujo name... Akira is in Shonen.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll just end it there with that.
All right. So what are your favorite ships?
Ooh, like the USS Constitution.
Really?
Battles.
Who's gonna start this with James?
I don't really know. I mean, I stick to animes when I see them, and I just don't really go into them that deeply with this stuff, but...
Ryan Misa, you wanted Full Metal.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah. Yeah, I'll go Roy Mustang.
Risa
Hawkeye. Yeah. Definitely.
I don't know, because mine usually turn out right.
That's what happened when I watched Shuffle.
God, Shuffle. Oh, God.
Yeah, Shuffle is a
hair that kills you.
Yeah, that's a harem.
I was actually really surprised though, because I was like, oh, they would make a cute couple in this harem anime, and then they ended up. That's how it ended. They ended up being together. I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I thought it was going to take the yandere route. I really thought the crazy girl was going to get them.
Spoilers.
Crazy girl.
How about you guys? You guys start.
I still don't... What was the question? Our favorite ships?
Yeah, the shipping. Yeah. Yeah, like not real... They didn't happen... They didn't actually happen as canon in the series.
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
Never actually thought about it.
Oh, you know what? I got one.
Help.
I got one because I haven't read the entire thing the whole way through, read or watched, but from Bleach, Rukia and Ichigo.
I love them together.
Seriously.
Oh, God.
I always thought that they were a better pairing.
I definitely agree. I mean, mm-hmm. just the whole first season, like I watched the anime, the first season, basically. Yeah.
Now, remember, listeners, I haven't seen it all. If anything else has happened,
yeah, we have
forgive me.
Oh, I know what happens, and...
Well, it's clear that, I mean, Orihime is just like, I love Ichigo to, like, every girl except for, you know, Ichigo himself, so.
You just call him a girl?
No, I said except for Ichigo himself.
That's just how Andrew explains stuff.
Yeah.
You'll get used to it.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't think of any really.
Did it be in the same series?
If you want.
Yeah, yeah, of course. unless you want to go crack shipping.
Well, I guess I could think of one, but I don't know. It sort of just had to do more with the story in Gungrave. The main character Brandon Heat never like got with his love interest, but that was just I think that was just to make the point that it's a really sad story.
Yeah. Yes. But yeah. See that is what we would consider. Count. Yeah, that counts. Yeah. Because it's the same thing when I watch Trigun. How you know, because Wolfwood and Millie actually fell in love with each other, but Vash and Meryl never fell in love with each other. And I was like, oh, that kind of. But I was like, they're so perfect for each other. And then Vash was like, but Vash was his own entity, and he couldn't really do that kind of a thing because that's his character. Because everywhere he goes, people get hurt.
And yeah. To add on to that, it's one of the, for the same reason why Spike and Faye never got together in Cowboy Bebop, right?
Kinda. I think it's just because they're. I think it's just because they're hard. They're both hard-headed characters.
Well, as true as that is, Spike was also still in love with his past relationship.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He wasn't over his past relationship at that time either.
I have one.
You do?
Oh, here we go.
Glitch has one. Is it from Naruto?
Yeah, I got a couple of trolley ones just because Sasuke and any female in Naruto, he just needs to get laid. If he got laid, it'd all be over with. But
it's called Hentai Glitch.
I got two from the same hentais? Series.
You play a lot of Naruto.
I'm a little scared.
Kikyo and Inuyasha?
No!
And Kagome and Koga.
No! Oh my god, no! I will fight you. No, that's so wrong! Well, I mean, like, Koga is, like, whatever, he's just kind of full of himself. But Kikyo, no! Hell no! You did that on purpose!
I actually got one. When the whole Naruto thing was brought up, Naruto and Hinata.
What?
Naruto and Hinata?
Oh, no, that's actually canon.
That's canon, okay. Because I have not read into that very much. Oh,
yeah,
good.
You know, it turns into canon eventually.
That's good.
So, yeah.
They deserve it.
But because I always thought it was Naruto and Sakura.
Yeah.
So that's more of the,
well, that's what I actually thought was going to eventually happen.
Yeah, but Sasuke's a douche.
Well, yeah. It's still going. He'll probably have another 10 years before we wrap that up.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
So bad you said Inuyasha and Kikyo.
You know,
I'm like fuming.
You know, Hinata and Sakura just switch places now. She's getting jealous now that he has attention now.
I have one. This one I will go with Ranma. Where Ranma and Ukyo.
Well, how about Ranma and Ranma?
Oh, Ranma and Ukyo, because you know the whole series is set up based around, you know, Ranma is Akane's fiance, and they just hate the fact that their parents did that to each other, which makes it comedy. But then, you know, it's of course it's slowly like Akane's jealous of Ranma, like because there's all these other girls chasing after him and stuff like that. But then Ukyo showed up in the show, and I was like, oh, they actually get along, and they're actually kind of a good couple for each other. And because it was funny, because when she was introduced, you find out it's like, oh, Ranma's dad said that she was his fiance as well, and then they ditched her. So it's really funny. But then when she actually shows up, and then Ranma, of course, is like, oh, you're a girl, you know, like because like in their childhood she would dress like a boy. So it was it's funny. Oh, so God. That's what I say.
And,
my turn.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite ones is from Soul Eater, Maka and Soul.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I always thought that they belonged together, but they don't. Like,
yeah, that's a good one.
I haven't seen anything in the manga because I haven't read it in a while, but I know in the anime they just like they ended it really weirdly, but they didn't get anything with them, and I really thought they needed to be together. But that's just like the fangirl in me.
I didn't say that because I thought it was canon. Like I thought it was just meant to be.
As far as I know, it's not canon yet, but it might end up like my favorite ones are always like. Not official canon yet, like Natsu and Lucy from Fairy Tail are like really cute together. And then there's another one from Fairy Tail was Juvia and Gray. Juvia's absolutely obsessed with Gray to the point where she's constantly like trying to tell him that she loves him. Or like this one episode, they go to a beach and she
a beach episode in anime. What?
I think it's actually like an OVA, and she's yeah, won't change probably. Into her bathing suit until unless he's the first one to see her change. And like she's like, don't you want to see me in my? Don't you want to see me in my bathing suit? And he's like already off in the water with his friend. Like, every time she goes to tell him she loves him, he just vanishes. But I mean, like, there's a lot of really cute ones that just you don't really know if they're happening, if they happen yet. But Maka and Soul were definitely my favorite.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one too. Especially because that one's not a romance anime.
Yeah, it's not
meant for it's like
straight up action. Like action.
That's where actually like all the best like shippings come in is yeah. when it's not a romance anime. It's
like
it's,
when they're not like, trying to go for it. Yeah, exactly.
They're not like even trying to go
you
for
just
that.
Have
so
good characters that would yeah. work well together. Yeah.
I think Inuyasha started.
And then
that way.
And then as a fan you get angry because you're like,
it's still really bad at you. I can go into so many reasons why Kiki is horrible for Inuyasha. So, like,
we're running out of time.
I know. That's why I'm trying.
You don't
by
have
my
a year.
Actually, for the next topic, I just wanted to go through because I didn't want to go through a romance episode without talking about Love Hina. So,
yeah.
Let's talk about favorite harems. And my answer is Love Hina. I love the crap out of that show. The reason why was because it was one of the last standing harems that I actually thought was like cleverly written.
I just hate Naru so much, though.
What?
I hate Naru so much.
You yeah, do?
Well, they actually end up getting together at the end of Love Hina again. It becomes canon. They actually end up falling in love with each other.
Well, because they made Love Hina. And then nothing happened at the end of that series. It just ended. And then they made
three movies.
And then they made a series called Love Hina Again, which is an OVA series. And that's like 3 or 4 episodes long. And at the end of Love Hina Again, what's his name?
It's been Kintaro. A while since
Kintaro.
Kintaro and Naru
actually fall in love and
kiss and make it official and all that stuff.
Yeah. And that's how it ends. So.
At least it finally ended.
Yeah, but the weird thing was the studio changed for the
OVA series. The animation style is completely different, and it's a different art style and everything. It actually looks really cool,
but it's really hard to find. I found it by accident.
Yeah, it's incredibly hard to find. And Jonathan and I have 2 copies of it. Ha ha.
But yeah, I just thought that one was really well written. You know, it's a step above the classless harems of now. Where like yeah, there's like incidental boob touching and stuff like that, and like walking in on girls changing and all those overused gags in harems, but there's still a little bit of class because the punchlines of the jokes aren't that something else.
Yeah, that's actually a good point.
So that's my favorite, and I actually still really enjoy watching that series.
Yeah,
it's a good show.
I would have to say, also touching on the topic of harems, I mentioned it earlier, Shuffle. Where,
God.
Where that is a very interesting harem because, it's meant for girls to watch.
I still get chills.
And then at the end, you're like, oh, this isn't meant for girls at all. Besides the fact that they put like nudity in it and stuff like that, so they have like the man factor in there. It's like, oh, men will like this. There's naked women, and then it just goes dark. Like it gets as depressing as Elfin Lied, and it's really tough to watch at some points. And then there's a happy ending, like, believe it or not. Like, it actually ends happy, but there's, like, this three to five episode incident where it's really...
What just happened?
Yeah, it's really messed up. So that was an interesting anime watching experience. I didn't expect that to take it to that turn.
I can still picture her holding that empty bowl.
Oh, yeah, the empty bowl. And she's stirring, and she has, like, the dark bags under her eyes. It's like, oh, my gosh.
My favorite's probably, I don't know if I pronounce it, it's like Clannad.
Clannad.
Clannad, one of those. I like Clannad 1, and then I made part 2.
See, now that's definitely a girl harm.
Yeah, it is.
So.
But,
I have not seen that one.
There's a reason you brought me here, right?
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
Part 2 is the most devastating thing I've ever seen. Like, I bawled my eyes out like 7 or 8 times. And it's so depressing, but the first one's really, really cute and adorable, and like that's why I was like, oh, hey, I'll watch part 2. I wanted to, like, kill myself. It was so depressing. Oh, my God. But But, like, Clayton 2 is, like, all... It's really cute characters and, like, really cute story.
Was it as depressing as the school day's ending?
It's
which is amazing.
No, it's not an ending set. It's the whole entire thing. Like, ugh! It was like death during childbirth and just depression through the whole thing. It's like, oh, it's so bad. Well, it's not bad. It's just, like...
Dark.
Yeah! I was crying a lot.
James, do you have any harem experiences?
Skip.
Yeah, I don't have any either.
Yeah, I figured you guys probably wouldn't have watched any harems.
So, I think that's the end of the discussion, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, that was a pretty good discussion.
I think that was a pretty good
discussion. Cool.
GG, everybody, GG.
And there goes James. He's like, I'm going to go play Halo after this. All right, and then...
I want ice cream.
Shameless plug time. It is shameless plug time. All right, guys, if you want to contribute to our conversation, maybe you have some questions, maybe you have some answers... You can email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That is wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. And if you want to join the party with all of our updates as far as Besom coming up in the near future, with...
Started posting bios for characters for that.
And any sort of updates as far as YouTube episodes and stuff like that, go check us out on Facebook. Like our page on Facebook. And then, of course, we have the YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. Facebook is facebook.com/wickedanime. youtube.com/wickedanimereviews. And then you can also find our other content, like this podcast and our other episodes, on Nerdy Show, which is nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. Is that everything?
I think so.
I think that is everything. You don't have to know, Dylan.
We need somebody to do our Tumblr for us so that we can get the Tumblr
back. My computer was hating my guts for a while.
Oh, yeah. Victoria was going to do our Tumblr for
us. Yeah, I can get back on that. Like, plus, you guys know I was doing my internship for a while, so I was busy with that. But now that I'm, like, in college and doing absolutely nothing.
Oh, it's fine. Our Tumblr has just been sitting there still.
Yeah,
so.
No, I'll
so, hear that, so hear that, fans? Our Tumblr might be coming back.
I'll work on it.
All right.
Oh, all my right. Gosh. We forgot to pick a song.
We did forget to pick a song.
We'll pick a romancy song.
romancy song.
Romeo and Juliet is that opening. Leave it at that.
Romeo and Juliet or X. Or on ending.
What's that?
It's Romeo X Juliet.
No. Romeo X Juliet. No. Romeo Juliet. There's an X involved somewhere.
It actually, technically, when they put an X in anime titles, it's cross. So it should be Romeo cross Juliet. Because they did the same thing with...
Unless there's three X's.
With it. then that's something completely different.
We'll talk about that later.
Then you don't pronounce it like in Holic.
Yeah, like in Holic.
Triple X Holic.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll surprise you with the song. I don't know.
Surprise us.
Yeah.
All right, guys. I'll go through my iTunes. You know I have all of them. All the girly ones.
But it's time for us to go away now. We will see you next time. Let's sign off the only way we know how.
Okay, bye!
Oh, God.
So enthusiastic.
I run and run 1,000 miles, and I am barely breathing. Only the fuel of a passion high keeps this body strong and moving forward. I found a place to rest. How far until I'm okay? Trees of the town reveal the time has come once again to shift our shade and colors. The world always changes around us, but weakness will always remain. Through all the pain, believe in who we are right here and now. Raise one hand to the sky, raise them both, lift them high, and you'll cut through the darkness, make it go.
Like, what we're going to anime in.
Yes.
Today's topic is going to be about love, baby. Love and romance and anime.
Oh, yeah. I'm Dylan.
Like, I'm Dylan, and we're in here with the hippest man in the room glitch.
Hi!
Hi, Dylan.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. The Wicked Anime Podcast is made possible by a comic shop, Nerdapalooza, and the generous support of listeners like you. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating, and reviewing us on iTunes, or making a contribution in our monthly support drive. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. Just go to nerdyshow.com and click the support button on the top of the page. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programming, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all the Nerdy Show Network podcasts via the iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social network. It's Wicked A!